And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Lee Hill, our digital media guy, is here with me as always. Hi, Lee. What's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, we know 2009 had a fair share of marriages to hit a sour note. Those of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford and golf superstar Tiger Woods come to mind. But earlier this week, we talked about whether expectations of fidelity are realistic. Here's a clip from that conversation with author and multimedia journalist Farai Chidea.
Is there something other than cheating and monogamy? Is there a third way, which is ethical multiple partner relationships, safe sex in the context of multiple partner relationships? And that's something that I think gets talked about a lot less.
Well, Michelle, following that conversation, we received this post from Joshua, who takes issue with that approach. He writes, I wish there was a way to say in our culture, you know what? I'm having problems, but I'm working on it. It seems that there are only two choices, to lie and cover up your problems or to say there is nothing wrong with your behavior. Michelle Joshua goes on to write, I think the myth that we have no control over our actions has got to be one of the most damning myths out there. It might be harder for some people, but ultimately the choice is ours.
Thanks, Joshua. And actually, Joshua's entire post is interesting, so I urge people to go back and look at it. He has some interesting details about his own life that he wanted to share. Lee, there was also this item from our parenting conversation about how many parents have long been expected to spend their free time volunteering at their children's schools and how some moms just don't think that's right, and they certainly don't think they should be judged by it. Our listeners had a lot to say. Here's blogger Carolyn, who has a hard time saying no.
I have no trouble with parents who want to volunteer, but I do not enjoy the feeling that it is part of what I am supposed to do as an involved parent. I live in a community with a lot of stay-at-home moms, but I don't care to volunteer unless I can actually be helpful. And too often, I don't have the time or energy to invest in learning how to help. So I end up being just an extra. And yet, I feel like I can't say no.
And here's another perspective from blogger Sophie.
When I was an at-home mom, I absolutely loved volunteering in the classroom. I now work full-time as a second-grade teacher. I work in a rural, low-income community. I very much value parent volunteers. I have tasks that can be done from home for those who work full-time. I do everything I can to stay away from having a parent do something as brainless as, quote, pass out cupcakes at the class party, unquote.
Hey, too bad Sophie and Caroline don't live in the same town.
Too bad.
It's a match made in heaven. Anyway, Lee, any updates?
Just one. This week we learned that James von Brunn has died. You'll remember that Brunn is the 89-year-old man accused in the fatal shooting of Stephen Johns, a security guard at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum last summer that happened here in Washington, D.C. Brunn died in a North Carolina hospital where he was undergoing a court-ordered mental evaluation.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Please remember to leave your name. You can also log on to our website where you can read more from fellow listeners and enjoy a simpler social networking experience. Go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More, and blog it out. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more on Monday.